Arizona is the fastest growing state in the country. More people means more of everything, including encounters between humans and wildlife. In Payson, a small town in northern Arizona, state officials have created an innovative way to reduce collisions between cars and animals. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports.
It can be an upsetting experience to run over a squirrel as it skitters off the road. But it's a different experience altogether when a 600-pound elk comes crashing through your windshield.
I'd equate it to hitting a horse, I guess.
That's Bob Tuso, a hydrogeologist from Flagstaff. He hit and killed an elk last year driving 75 miles an hour. Tuso says she was as big as his Subaru.
Her body hit about at the top of the windshield where the roof begins and smashed the whole roof in. If you see pictures of the car, it looks like somebody got totally flattened in there. It's, they had to cut off the roof, put a new roof on, put a new windshield on, all that, a new hood. I still find little pieces of elk hair in the car, in the upholstery, or whatever, when I'm cleaning it out.
Tuso is one of 700 Arizona drivers last year who reported having collisions with large wild animals. The State Department of Transportation says wildlife vehicle accidents are on the rise. That's because there are more drivers on the road and because new highways are often built on top of long existing animal trails. Highway 260 outside of Payson has a particularly high accident rate. Like many Arizona highways, it has only two lanes and winds through mountainous terrain with plenty of blind corners and sheer drop-offs. Researchers here are conducting an experiment to teach drivers and animals to essentially look both ways. On this cold morning, Jay Vagalatos stands on the side of Highway 260 in front of an open metal shed full of computers.
Basically, what we have up there is two thermal cameras, which are aimed at the detection zone. We don't want squirrels setting them off. We kind of want large, hot objects. So that would be like humans, elk, deer, possibly even maybe like a mountain lion would set it off. But that's a good thing, too.
Vagalatos designed the software for the wildlife crosswalk. The animals are routed to the crossing by a series of low-voltage electrified fences. Then the computers send a real-time warning to drivers that large animals are close by.
What it does, it'll send a signal to a radio, fires off the flashers, sends another radio signal to the message boards, which fire off a message that say, elk detected, slow down.
Yellow flashing lights force a driver's immediate attention to the road. Vagalatos believes the system is much more effective than roadside signs like those warning drivers to watch for elk for the next 40 miles.
It's almost like a traffic jam will sometimes back up or, the first car will slow down and everybody will slow down behind him and you can see them kind of just creep past the crossing, which is good.
The Arizona Game and Fish Department is pleased with the results. Norris Dodd is project coordinator.
Lo and behold, in the year after they fenced, the collision rate went down 83%. So really the net result is we're making not only a highway that's better for people and safer, but better for animals.
And 11 new underpasses give the animals additional places to cross the highway. But Dodd says the success of the project ultimately depends on drivers.
In one two-day period, we had 136 vehicles going over 105 miles an hour. And this is in an area posted 55 miles per hour. Sometimes I kind of promote the notion that we ought to leave all the dead animals alongside the road so people will get the visual clue that maybe they need to slow down.
Much of the data for the project is collected by the animals themselves. Dodd has trapped more than 100 elk and outfitted them with GPS data collection collars. The collars track the elk's migration patterns, including how many times they cross or even come close to the highway. This morning, Dodd finds a female yearling in one of the traps. He and his crew blindfold her and put on her thick necklace.
Just sit right there and hold that until we're ready to go.
Okay.
She won't hurt you. Pull that blindfold off, Michelle. Pull the blindfold. Good.
The elk will wear the collar for 22 months when a preset explosive charge will blow it off her. Game and fish researchers will use the data to continue work on this highway and elsewhere in Arizona. Canada and Michigan are conducting similar experiments. For Living on Earth, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Payson, Arizona.